Bird, you still tough. If you were alive, you'd be a Marine sergeant. Back you go. And I want you to hang in there till you tender up. Yep. 2, 3, 4. Yep. 2, 3, 4. There you go.
Hi, honey. Ah, you found the paper. I looked all over the hall for it.
Yeah, it's a little messed up. One of our neighbors got to it before we did.
It must have been that Miss Crutcher. She's always stealing our paper and then complaining about how the crime rate is going up. I want to see if they got anything in here about J.J. winning the award for his art exhibit.
Oh, my, you must be some kind of magician. You finally figured out a way to make ham hocks smell like chicken.
I did better than that. I made chicken smell like chicken.
Ooh, this is some big occasion, huh, Ma?
Biggest we had in months. J.J. winning the award.
Ooh, when we celebrate, we eat chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do chickens eat when they celebrate?
Less fortunate chickens.
Thelma.
Hello? Hello, Alderman Davis. No, J.J. isn't here right now, but I'm expecting him any minute. Yes, I'll tell him. Well, there's a surprise. That was Alderman Davis. He's coming over to see J.J.
Now, what does that buzzard want with our Goonie Bird?
Oh, here it is. J.J. Evans wins Urban Community Art Show second year in a row. The award ceremonies were taped and will be shown tonight on the 6 o'clock news.
All right.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Thelma.
Hi.
Michael, we got a big surprise for you.
JJ's going to be on TV tonight.
How did you know?
Miss Crutcher told me. Now, what's your surprise?
Never mind. Turn on the TV. We don't want to miss JJ.
Okay.
Ma, you think JJ knows he's going to be on TV?
Rolling nothing but 7s and 11s. Here comes the TV star, J.J. Evans.
He knows.
Hey, when is the Ebony Idol of the airwaves grace the boo tube?
Well, you still have a few more minutes before you boob up the tube.
Let's get this thing rolling then. Come on, let's get this picture happening.
Yeah.
On the national scene, Governor Carter was in Oregon today. President Ford made a speech in Iowa, and it is reported that Secretary of State Kissinger was seen in Washington. And now for the local.
Oh, the
Urban Community Center presented its coveted annual awards for excellence in the arts. Here was the scene as the director of the center made the presentation.
And now for the award in visual art.
Hey, I'm standing up now. You're ready to walk down the aisle. In a second, you hear me clear my throat.
This young man's painting of contemporary black athletic heroes was the highlight of this year's show.
That's me clearing my throat.
It sounds fine, JJ.
Here I come.
And now, here is this year's...
Oh, come
there
on,
I go!
Come on, TV. Let me try flipping it off and off.
Oh, why me, Lord? Why couldn't this happen to the Ford Carter debate? They ain't got nothing to say anyway.
Show some respect for the dead.
Hey, look, let's go watch it on Malone's TV.
Oh,
hi.
Ain't got no time, brother. Watch me on Malone's house on TV.
Hello.
I saw you on TV, JJ.
That's more than I can say.
I was so disappointed.
Give it to me straight, Winona. Mm. Was I as great on TV as I am in person?
JJ, you were fantastic.
Well, you know, what can I say?
At the beginning, I had a little trouble seeing you. You were standing behind the flagpole.
Oh. Only kidding, honey.
Now, come on, Winona. Tell me, truthfully, what did I say to the man?
JJ, what do you mean, what did you say? You were there. You should know what you said.
It's not the words, it's the execution.
Well, I'll vote for that.
Ma, we gotta get a new TV set, because that one's had it.
Yeah, I expect to be winning many more awards, Ma, and I can't stand to watch myself blow up on TV every week.
Hey, Ma, we're missing all the new shows.
That's right. Missing all the new shows. My friends, Popo and Head, they was telling me about this new show called The Bionic Black Man. About this black dude gets into an accident. The white scientists want to save him, but they don't have enough bionic parts. So they put the dude together with old parts from his Cadillac.
Can't stand a new TV, sis.
Well, honey, all you're going to see on television is some kind of debates. They got a debate now between President Ford and Jimmy Carter. Now, Jimmy Carter wants it to be winner takes all, and President Ford wants it to be two falls out of three. And both of the candidates come on the air with dyed hair, caps on the teeth, whole lot of TV makeup on, and they got the nerve to say, trust me. How the debate has influenced the clothes coming into the boutique, honey. They got this new number called the Election Special. Ooh, cut low, making all kinds of promises you know you just ain't gonna keep.
I'll get it,
Mom. Hey, come on there, Michael. If that's one of my chicks, tell her I'm busy till 1989.
All right. Oh, Alderman Davis.
Hello, Florida. It is indeed a rare honor to cast my eyes on my favorite family in the entire precinct. And you too, Willona.
Honey, hide the silver.
Thank you, Florida. My, but your family has grown. I wouldn't have recognized you, Teresa.
That's Thelma.
And you, Mitchell.
That's Michael.
And, of course, everybody knows you, J.J.
Nice of you to remember my initials, Alvin.
Son, I wanted to tell you how impressed I am with your current art exhibit. So I decided to come over here and personally compliment you.
Flo, hide the paper napkins, too.
Down at the community center, they tell me that they never had so many young people get so excited about an art exhibit.
You know, what can I say? When you got it, you paint it, you frame it, you hang it.
And Davis, you can stuff it.
JJ, you're a vital force among the young people in our community.
Get to the point. Exactly what do you want from JJ?
Now, Florida, why in the world would you doubt my sincerity?
Oh, it's not that I doubt your sincerity. It's just that I've never seen it.
Florida, I do what I do. Remember, I'm merely the people's servant.
Oh, servant, huh? Do you do windows?
Willona, I am constantly amazed at your wonderful lack of humor. But going from the ridiculous to the sublime, JJ, I want to congratulate you. Your art speaks for all the young people in our community. Well, as usual, it's been a pleasure seeing all the Evans glowing faces. And yours too, Willona. And I bid you goodbye.
Man, Davis has just gotta be sick. He didn't ask for anything.
And that's like a fox going into a chicken coop, ordering a vegetable plate.
Oh. There's one little thing I just remembered.
Cancel the vegetable plate.
There's a pre-election dinner being given in my honor, and here's four tickets for you good people. There's one in there for you too, Willona. By the way, they're $5 apiece. You can put the money in the envelope.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Now, Florida, don't beg for any more tickets. That's all I can spare you.
Well, it's nice to know he's his rotten self. This way we don't have to worry about him going bad on us.
Long time no see.
There's one more little thing that I just remember. If these old nostrils of mine don't deceive me, that aroma I smell is Florida's famous home-cooked chicken. Bring along a few of those famous birds of yours, Florida.
Alderman, I'd love to give you the bird.
Willona, you can bring some coleslaw. Anybody can cut cabbage.
But it takes a cabbage head to know that. Balderman.
Goodbye, all.
Are you not
gonna really fix him any chicken, are you?
There's another little thing you just remembered.
Based on your influence with the young people, J.J., I'd like for you to head up the YAM committee.
What's YAM?
Y-A-M, Young Artist for Me.
Perfect. Yams go good with a stuffed turkey like you.
J.J., I'd like for you to sit on the dais with me and make a little speech in my honor.
Yeah, but I ain't no speech writer.
No sweat, son. We'll have an extemporaneous speech all prepared for you. You'll be picked up at 7 o'clock by a limousine from the Green Funeral Home.
Oh, I hope it's the one with the seats in it.
All right, then it's all settled. I'll see you at the dinner.
Hold it, Alderman. Nothing is settled. Now, I'm not about to let J.J. be bait for you to get in your young voters. These young people nowadays can make up their own minds. And I'm not about to cook you any chicken. You cook your own bird.
Give it to him, Mama.
And, Balderman, you do know what you can do with your cabbage, don't you?
Tell him like it is, Willona.
We have a saying down at City Hall. How soon they forget. Florida, it pains me to remind you, but it was through the good graces of my office that I got you this apartment in the first place.
And you never let us forget it.
Oh, look, Florida, now, what possible harm could it do if J.J. would say a few modest words to those young people?
Well, why don't we just ask J.J.?
I agree with you, Ma. I've been tired of Alderman Davis coming up here blackmailing us about this apartment.
You know, Alderman, I think it would be a crime if the people in this district re-elect you. And I am not about to let J.J. become an accessory to a crime.
All right. That's all you wanted, Mrs. Evans. It's all well and good. We have another saying down at City Hall. The essence of democracy is the freedom of choice. May I use your telephone? Hello, Bookman. Alderman Davis here. Bookman, an apartment has suddenly become available in your project. The Evans family have freely chosen to leave.
Just what do you want, Bookman?
Well, since you're getting out, Alderman Davis requested that I take inventory for the new tenants.
Well, he can't do this to us, can he? I mean, there are laws.
That's true, honey. Unfortunately, it's politicians like Davis who make those laws.
This place will have to be completely redecorated.
Oh, yeah? What you plan on doing, bringing in a new set of roaches?
Bookman, how come you got a win with Ford button and a win with Carter button on each side?
Because Nathan Bookman's always on the side of the winner.
Yeah, but they both can't win.
And they both can't lose either.
Look here, no matter who's in the White House, a donkey or an elephant, there'll still be a horse's behind running this building.
Now, that's a cold shot.
You're right. Now, J.J., you should not have said that, and I want you to apologize to horses everywhere.
Okay. I see how smart you are when you're living out in the streets. Now, I got to get back to this inventory. Let's see now. One sink.
Chipped and rust-stained.
Mint condition. Two faucets.
Needs washers.
Excellent condition. One stove.
Keeps going out.
Ideal. Saves on gas. The door sign's fine, too.
Hello. We came to look at the apartment.
What?
Is this the Evans apartment?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm Mr. Gillard. This is my wife, Margaret.
Hello.
Alderman Davis sent us over. He said this apartment is available.
Alderman may be rotten, but he sure works fast.
Oh, come right in, folks. I'm Nathan Bookman, the supervisory engineer.
Better known as Buffalo Butt, the janitor.
We're going to miss that kid. You folks, excuse the conditions. The last tenants were a little sloppy in the housekeeping
Just
department.
Just a minute, Bookman.
But with a little paint and a little plaster, you folks will have a beautiful little honeymoon cottage. Come on, let me show you the layout. Now, right over here, we have the master bedroom. Right here.
Look, George, it has a separate bedroom.
Yeah, it sure is nice. Where we live now, there are four of us and a single.
You see, this is one of our most sought-after apartments.
Yeah, right now, it's 8 to 5. The rats will take it from the roaches.
You know something? You really won't be happy here. I mean, the bathtub leaks and the pipe freezes. And sometimes we have to wait 20 minutes before the water warms up. It's hot.
Yeah, but your bathroom is in the apartment. Ours is down the hall, and we have to share it with 6 other families.
Hey, if you like snow in the wintertime, you don't have to worry about going outside to get it, because it comes right through that window.
And our windows are all boarded up. Lots of vandals in our neighborhood.
Well, you know, this neighborhood ain't exactly peaceful. You don't have to watch TV to get sex and violence. We got it on either side of us. One side, the Battling Johnsons, and the other side, a religious fanatic known as Our Lady of the Streets.
That's right. It's all right.
Look, Mr. and Mrs. Gillard, this may not be the best place in the world, but it is our home. Now, we are being forced out by your friend, Davis. And he just might do the same thing to you.
We'll take that chance. It's so much nicer than what we have now.
Then it's settled. Yours is a lease, and yours, Mrs. Evans, is an eviction notice.
I'm so sorry. It was nice meeting you.
Come on, let me take you down to the laundry room. The way I keep that place, it should be in a magazine.
Yeah, better slums than garbage.
Well, Ma, now what we gonna do?
The only thing we can do, son. May I speak to Almond Davis, please?
And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, this year, 70 million people in our country will not vote. A sad commentary on my opponent who seems unable to attract the voters. Why, in this war alone, hundreds of young voters will not go to the polls. Just remember, young people, it doesn't matter who you vote for as long as you vote for Fred C. Davis. And now, I'm honored to introduce a young man who is asked to say a few words in my humble behalf.
That is the humblest lie I ever heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Urban Community Award, Mr. J.J. Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, yams and yamets. This is a rare honor to be able to speak on behalf of a great public serpent.
Servant?
No. That serpent
who has dedicated his whole life to his fellow man.
Forgive him, Lord, but apartments are hard to come by.
For Fred Davis, no sacrifice has been too great. And I am thrilled to be able to say these things about this man. And I am overjoyed that he's allowed me to speak on his behalf. And I'm getting sick to my stomach saying all this garbage. I'm sorry, Ma, but I just can't go through with it. Now I'm going to tell you about the real Fred Davis. Mr. Davis. The Fred Davis who promised to increase the number of people working, which he did. The unemployment offices have doubled their staff. Talking about the real Fred Davis. You know what I'm talking about? The real Fred Davis. The Fred Davis you don't read about in the newspaper, but the Fred Davis that should be wrapped up in newspaper like a fish.
You can't say nothing bad about Fred Davis.
Why? Is it your turn, brother?
Sit down! Boo! Boo!
You let him talk.
Right on, JJ.
Pluck that turkey.
Even though Fred has walked with the highest and the mightiest, he has not lost personal common touch with the people. Matter of fact, there isn't one of us tonight he hasn't touched personally for $5. Whenever you hear the name Fred Davis, you always hear the words honesty, integrity, and trust. Unfortunately, these words only apply to his opponent. And to all you young brothers who dropped out of the political arena, drop back in. Make your vote count. Vote on election day!
Well, Ma, I guess I blew it.
No, son. You said what you had to say. And I'm proud of you.
And I love you,
JJ. Hey, JJ, I'm proud of you too, man.
JJ, you are the greatest thing to happen in politics since they kicked Earl in the butt.
All right, Evans family. This time you've gone too far.
I know, Alderman. We're evicted.
The eviction is too good for you. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. I am not a crook.
But don't punish them. I was the one that did it.
That may be, but all of you are gonna get it.
Hey, hey, Fred. Hey, have you heard what the crowd is saying? Hey, it's a success.
Yeah, for that pig mouth kid.
No, it's for you.
I sure enjoyed that. Funnier than any roast I've ever seen on TV.
And they say that politicians have no sense of humor.
Yeah, come on, let's hear it for Fred C. Davis.
I love you.
They love me. Yeah, they think it's just like a Dean Martin roast. Yeah. Oh, heavens, you're still my favorite family.
And you too, Alona.
JJ, I'm scheduling more campaign dinners for you. And Florida, as long as I'm alderman, you'll be living in the project.
And that's the sad part. As long as there are aldermen like Fred Davis, people like us will always live here. In the ghetto.